powder on the Louis, been stepping on coke. These suckers hang themselves if you give enough rope. Got Chanel life jackets by the stove in case it don't float. Next time they stand my brick, make sure it's a goat. Make sure it's a goat. Smelling work cooking in the air tonight. I smell blood.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Usually, I don't know. It's just nice when things work, you know? The stream is up. That, you know, the equipments can be old sometimes and it can be finicky. Stream's up. And I did it all while When the Sun Hits by Slow Dive, played off the album Souvlaki. Such a great album. Such a great band. Underrated. Dakota, the business manager here and one of my longtime friends, told me that they came out with an album 2 years ago, and I remember hearing something about that. I never checked it out. She gave me some recommendations. I'm going to check them out. Whenever my next show is, I will let you know, because I'm curious, and hopefully you are. Maybe you aren't, and that's fine. Next up, we have Black Star by Radiohead. Hope you guys enjoy. I lied. I'm lying. Now we have Black Star. Sorry, I skipped ahead. That was Is It Really You by Loathe and by Teenage Wrist. Originally, the song is just by Loathe, but personally, I'm a little biased to this version. They released it as a single with Teenage Wrist. Let me check the date on that. I'll get to the date on that in a little bit, but they released that after the original. The original Is It Really You just by Loathe is great, but that one's a little different, and personally, I prefer it a little more. I performed that with a band I was part of 2 years ago, and that song was so much fun to learn, so much fun to play. I remember the day we played it. It was a great day. It was a great day. A lot of the Wonnie, now alumni, but at the time they weren't. They were seniors. They were here. We had a little house party after the show. I remember just being a really pretty spring day. It was like the end of the semester. Yeah, it was great times, honestly. I'm looking forward to that warm weather. I really like snow, I'll be honest. I don't like shoveling snow. I don't like driving in snow. But I like snow. I like how it looks. I like the cold. But I cannot wait till April through early August. No, honestly, April through September. Good, great months. Getting outside, not really, you know, taking it slow. I think it's something I forget to do a lot, especially being a senior, trying to get everything done. But during those months, I think it's just easier to take a breath, take a beat. Yeah, that's my little tangent on that. Next up, I have Your Face by Wisp, and I hope you guys enjoy. Sorry, it's off Pandora, and as I was reading Pandora, I was trying to say enjoy. So I said, I hope you guys endure it. Well, you're going to endure it, because it's up next. That was Your Face by Wisp. I'm just getting into Wisp. I'm pretty new to them. That was off their EP, Pandora, which, let me get the date on that. I also got the date for the song before. Pandora released in 2024, so pretty new. And the Is It Really You single by Loathe and Teenage Risk came out in 2022. So 3 years ago, going on four, actually, now that I think about it. Yeah, it's kind of weird. I hope everyone's staying warm out there. It's that time of year. Everyone's settling down, getting ready, hunkering down, locking in, getting everything they need to do done before the holidays. Just a reminder, take some time for yourself. I feel like that's something I can't stress enough. Take some time. Take a breath. Go for a walk. Also, speaking of walks, I don't know why this reminded me. My good friend Gio is listening right now. Very, very fortunate to have met Gio in my life. He's a very good friend of mine. And yeah, I know he's listening right now, so I just wanted to give him a little shout out. And yeah, you know, I appreciate the guy. He's a great guy. Definitely someone you want in your corner. So I appreciate him listening and this little shout out to him. There it is. Anyway, next up we have Linda Clare by Fleshwater. I hope you guys enjoy. And make sure to keep it locked at WNY 90.9 FM. So that was Linda Clare by Fleshwater. Somebody who's listening, also special shout out to Juddy, asked who Linda Clare was. And that's actually a pretty good question. So who is Linda Clare by Fleshwater about? I don't know. I was supposed to see Fleshwater sophomore year 2024 and I didn't. And then they toured with Deftones. Do I regret that? Yes. Was the experience that I traded it for worth it? A million times, yes. I got to see some friends that I haven't seen in a long time. So no regrets. I do wonder, though, you know, how that concert would have gone. I heard from my friends, they said it was interesting. You know, they said it was interesting crowd. So Linda Clare by Fleshwater is about a relationship that went bad. Oh, named after an old friend of vocalist Marissa Shirar of Fleshwater. Huh. Now I know. So, yeah, I mean, if you listen to the lyrics, the strength to persevere despite feeling like you are drowning or failing. Hey, that's a good message for the world. Persevere. Keep on kicking. So, great question by Juddy. You know, great question by the audience today. Also, if anyone is listening, reach out if you want songs to play. I'll check them. I'll clear them. The set list I made was kind of just picked from a bunch of different stuff. So it's stuff that I've been listening to, but it's kind of ironic. This is stuff that I was really, really into, I would say, 2 years ago. And I kind of thought it would be nice to, like, dig through my music and go through stuff that I haven't listened to in a while and see how it changed. And I also like challenging myself with, like, new songs like Your Face by Wisp. And I have Karma by Rao on here, which that song I've known for a little bit. But a bunch of songs that I haven't really put together or, like, Doesn't Matter Now by Flying Fish. I like trying to put them together and seeing what I can do. And sometimes it comes out really well, and sometimes I've had shows where I'm talking more than I'm playing music because I'm trying to, like, find what I like. But, I mean, I'm pretty happy with this. Next up is Hole in the Earth by Deftones. Ironically, I never thought this would happen. Deftones was my number one listened on Spotify Wrapped. I don't know how I feel about that, but it kind of makes sense because I've been going into more of their discography as of late. I've been trying to focus on songs that I hadn't heard by them. Saturday Night Wrist and Koi No Yoken, those two albums specifically this year I went into a lot. Their self-titled album I had always liked, especially with the song Battle Axe, which is also on the playlist. But I had really gone into those two, as well as White Pony and Adrenaline. They have their discography is huge. And a lot of people know, like, Get In, like, My Own Summer, Be Quiet and Drive. I want to say the album, that's Around the Fur, I'm pretty sure. That's a great album. I don't want to discredit that album. But I beg people to, if they really like Deftones, check out their other albums, like their self-titled albums, like Pins and Needles or Hexagram or all that stuff is just so good. Highly recommend. But enough of me talking. Here is Hole in the Earth by Deftones.
Can you explain?
Yeah, that was Hole in the Earth by Deftones. Next up, we have Silver by Bleed. Gio texted me something. I love Citizen. I actually saw Citizen, Modern Color, and Narrowhead at the Warsaw Club in Brooklyn also 2 years ago. I was on a concert kick. I got to get back into that. Small concerts are great. It was like $30 to see them. We ended up showing up late, so we only caught the end of... what's the name? Narrowhead, I want to say, is the name. We caught the tail end of them. They were still great, so it was still worth seeing like five songs. And then we saw Modern Color, Citizen, and Pale. Oh my God, was that a good show? Honestly, I'm gonna play some Citizen next, but right now we have Silver by Bleed. That was Silver by Bleed. Next up is Step Into You by Hum. I'm hoping, Gio, you're at the gym right now. Like, I'm hoping, because I think these would be good. Actually, Juddy, if you're at the gym too, I think you would get a kick out of these. But yeah, so next up is Step Into You by Hum. And then after that, we have How Does It Feel by Citizen. Also, Dakota's in the room. She just donated blood. So let's give a round of applause.
No, I saved the baby's life.
She saved. Oh, wait, you did Gift of Life?
No.
Oh, no. But she still saved... She's saying she saved a baby's life. And I'm going to say...
Or something.
Or someone's life. Wait, let me try to think of something to say while I look up something real quick.
I'll talk.
Yeah, you want to talk?
Hi.
All right, ready? I found it. Wait.
Yay!
One more time. This is for Dakota donating blood.
Stop.
We're proud of her here. All of the local children stop by every once in a while at WNY 90.9 FM because we give back to the community, you know. But yeah, Dakota, do you want to say anything?
I could save up to 3 lives.
Hey.
Every time you donate blood.
Really? My brother donates. He donates twice a month. I know. He's been on this health kick, and
that's
it's...
That's not healthy.
No. I think it's healthy as long... Like, they would tell him if it wasn't healthy, I think. But, yeah, I can't remember the type of blood he has, but it's, like, good that he donates. But he's been on this health kick. Very proud of him. He's been on this health kick since about, I want to say July, and, like, he's, like, been very physically active, like, changed his life around completely. Like, we all couldn't be prouder of him. And one of the things he's been doing has been donating blood. And if he does that so much, I wonder how many lives, how much, I wonder who's used his blood. Who's got my brother's blood? Who's got Dakota's blood? I don't know. I think I've given blood like once or twice. Hey, maybe that's something I should start doing. I don't know. I'm rambling. I'm going on a tangent. Next up is Step Into You by Hum. We'll be right back. That was Step Into You by Hum. Next up is How Does It Feel by Citizen. This one goes out to Gio. Such a good song. That was off their album, Youth. Next up, I don't know how I really feel. I like them as a band. We have Petals by Hole. I don't really know how I feel about Courtney Love. I don't know her, though. So, you know, we'll see what happens. But this is Petals by Hole, released off Celebrity Skin.
In a sense, was I fine?
And that was Petals by Hole. The reason I say I don't know how I feel about Hole is not because of the band. It's, you know, there's a whole controversy around Courtney Love and Kurt Cobain. I don't know enough to talk about it. I can't give my opinion. But I don't know. I feel like I just found out about that at such a young age that, like, it's kind of not ingrained in my brain. But there's always going to be that little stigma I have against the band. But they do have great music. And next up, I'm playing Violet by Hole because that's in Jennifer's Body. And that is one of my favorite movies. And that is such a good song. Here you guys go.
And the sky was made of amethyst. And all the stars were just like little fish. You should learn when to go. You should learn how.
You heard it here first. She wants to take everything. And honestly, that kind of speaks to her character. A little bit real quick, actually. Spotify Wrapped, guys. Spotify Wrapped came out. So make sure you guys, if you use Spotify, Apple Music Wrapped comes out earlier. I think it already came out. Spotify Wrapped, I think it came out this morning. So I'm going to tell you guys mine real quick. 43,762 minutes listened. My top artists were Deftones, Linkin Park, System of a Down, Alice in Chains, and Korn. Pretty on par for the year. My top songs were Ariel's Hysteria by Muse, Bound for the Floor by Local H, shout out Cole. Shout out Cole, him and I's favorite song. My fourth top song was Like a Stone by Audioslave, another great one. And Lying from You by Linkin Park, which I was actually very surprised. I'm actually going to go see if I can find that song and pull it up. I love that song. I just didn't think I listened to it that much. And then it did like a whole bunch of little like archival stuff, which was pretty interesting. And the most interesting one, sometimes I fall asleep listening to music, but I guess today this day, it was March 25th. I fell asleep listening to music, and I must have listened to music throughout the day. I had over 800 minutes, there it is, of music listened to that day. Over 100 artists.